Mr. Carpenter, Reel 4. We're talking about when you joined HMS Calder in round about September 1943. And one chap you've mentioned, you've just been saying, we've interviewed, and he's quite a character in the Captain's Class Association, in fact, started this whole project, which is Harry Fine.
Yeah.
What did you think of Harry then? You know, I'm not talking about him now, because I've met him too now, but then, how did he strike you as a young lad?
I don't think he's altered much. He's talkative, and of course, as you know, or did you know, he was a Jew. He's a Jew.
Were you very aware of that? Because there was a lot more prejudice then than there is now. Did you feel prejudiced?
No, no.
But you were aware.
I knew his family, and I knew the shops, jeweller shops at the head. I knew where they were and that. Even my wife, when she was alive, went there.
So was he from, your perception would be from a wealthy family?
Oh, yeah.
Did he have any side on him about that?
No, he's, as I say, I got on with him all right. I had no prejudice.
Did some of the crew have prejudice against
him?
Well,
that I don't know. As I say, he was in a different
mess
to me. Yeah, we weren't mixed.
But you weren't aware of him getting any anti-Semitism directed at him?
No, I don't know about that, no.
You just don't know, yeah. Any other characters on board ship you remember? That, you know, that spring out?
Well, their names I don't know, but yeah, it's... As I say, it was all different types.
Well, I think what we'll do now is we'll have... I mean, we've talked quite a bit about the general. We'll now talk about what happened. Now, the first thing you were on that I can see is the operations with the 4th Escort Group in the Bay of Biscay, where you were supporting, defending convoy ONS 20, October 1943. And then another convoy later on, you know, I think you switched between two.
Yeah.
What do you remember of those first operations, you know, because it was quite a tough, you met a U-boat pack on that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you remember of it?
Well, that is out of my mind at the moment, but one thing I do remember on one of them operations... I think it was a Yankers German bomber.
That's during that, yes.
Came over, and from what looked like another small plane coming from it, dropping down, and it turned out to be one of the first ones that was ever seen, a radio-controlled bomb. But
and what happened to it?
It's just whoever was up there controlling it, I don't know, but he was a bad aimer anyway. Never hit nothing, no.
How close to you was it?
Oh, about half a mile, I suppose.
So, way off.
Oh, yeah, it is way off, yeah.
And what about... I mean, there were a lot of work against the submarines. Now, there were a lot of depth charges and the rest... Well, not from you. You don't remember depth charges, no. So I'll leave that out. But there was a lot of anti-submarine work
on
those convoys. What was it like when you were in action a lot like that?
Well, as I say, what... Like, going back, one convoy I was on ran between 7 and 8 in the evening when it was dark. You were expecting some merchant ship to be torpedoed. And that went on for about a week. Two or three ships a night got sunk.
This was in the Bay of Biscay, you think?
Yeah. Or just past, well, before you got to the Bay of Biscay, just past the Azores. Yeah.
Did, that's all you remember about that bit, though. Did you have any close escapes, as far as you know, or anything you remember?
No, it's...
How tired did you get? Because, you know, when you're on action stations a lot...
Oh, that's it, yeah, you got tired, yeah.
How did it affect you?
Oh, it never affected me in any way, really. I just, something that had to be done. Never affected me at all.
They didn't issue tablets, speed, Benzedrine or...
No. Not to me, anyway.
But you were able to keep going?
Yeah.
And were the rest of the men, were some of them nervous? Or were you nervous? I mean, you'd been in action a fair bit, but...
No, I weren't nervous, no.
What about some of the men? Because the first time in action...
Well, it probably didn't show, but...
Not that you noticed.
Yeah.
Now, the next thing that you were on these, what they call the Millionaires Run, the KMF convoys, backwards and forwards, for from December 43 right through to October 44, backwards and forwards to Italy, to Naples.
Yeah, Naples.
What do you remember of those convoys? They were a matter of routine, really, weren't they?
Yeah. At the end of one... when was it? That was 1940-something. We was anchored in the Bay of Biscay when Mount Vesuvius erupted.
Not Bay of Biscay, Bay of Naples.
Bay of Naples, I mean. Yeah,
that's yeah. What was that like?
Yeah, as I say, you had this rumbling sound and there was smoke and ashes falling everywhere. But we was, you know, anchored in the bay, so we was away from the coastline itself. Yeah, that's all I remember of that, yeah.
The trips, I mean, what was it like? I mean, there wasn't much danger in them. How did you feel about them? Would you have rather had a more active one, or were you quite happy to be on the safe route?
I was quite happy, yeah. Yeah.
What was it like in Naples? Did you get ashore much?
Yeah. It was bad.
Why?
Well, as I say, they had the eruption. And if you went ashore, say, if you took a couple of bars of soap ashore, they were thankful to get the bar of soap. You'd bark them, more or less, and they'd give you a box of lemon... or a bottle of champagne, just to get hold of the soap.
Was it black market, or was it just bartering?
Well, it was black market, really.
Did that, because Harry Fine and some others were involved in quite some big scams with soap.
Oh, yeah.
Were you aware of them?
Yeah.
Were you part of it?
Yeah.
Tell us about it, then.
Well, as I say, you'd go ashore, and you'd... take these bars of soap or chocolate or anything like that.
They took a real load of soap, though, didn't they? Do you remember that time?
No.
But you just take a saw what you could get?
Yeah. And going back to Belfast, how they knew whether some of the other chaps told them, there was a public bar we used to use called the Organ Bar.
The
Organ Bar.
Organ.
And next time you go to Italy, would you bring us back some lemons? So you get the bar owner a box of lemons. Yeah.
How did you get on with the Italians?
All right, yeah.
Were they friendly?
Oh, yeah. And they were They weren't vicious or nothing like that.
You were on troop ship run. Did you see much of the troop ships? They were the big ships, weren't they? The liners.
Yeah.
Did you see much of them?
Yeah. As I say, when war ended, and we.
Hang on, that's a bit later because we're only in 1943 at about 444. So the big liners you were escorting, would they steam? Could you keep up with them?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We could do. I think it was 26 knots.
Now you got a new skipper because White retired, and you got Lieutenant Commander Plain. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
What was he like?
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Not, you don't remember him in particular?
No, no.
What about Easton? What do you think of him? Davidson?
Yeah. Easton, Davidson, yeah.
But you don't remember, just nice officers you don't remember anything about. Now, the next thing then is that you were switched in November 44 to a hunter-killer role where you went actually looking for submarines. And you were off Cape Clear and then up to off Cape Wrath and Pentland Firth, you know, around there, just searching for submarines. What was that like? I believe the weather was bad for a start. Do you remember that? What about one thing you might remember is when you sank U-1051 that had just torpedoed HMS Manners. That was on January the 26th, 1945. What do you remember of that?
That, I don't remember all that, but anyway.
You don't remember sinking the U-boat?
No.
Or you just didn't see it, perhaps?
Yeah.
And what about the other U-boat? More patrolling, anything about that?
No. Where are we up to now? What year?
1944-5. We're zipping through now.
Yeah.
Do you not remember any of your anti-submarine work in 1944-5?
No.
Right. Not even the second submarine, because they sank another submarine, didn't they? U-774 on the 1st of April.
Yeah. Where was that? That was in the Straits of Gibraltar, wasn't it?
No, off southwest, off Ireland.
Oh, off Ireland.
Don't remember it.
I was on duty somewhere, where it was, I don't know.
You don't remember either submarine being sunk. Well, that's fair enough. What about, V-Day?
Yeah.
What do you remember of that?
Well, I don't know if it had been mentioned, but half the crew, well, don't say half, or part of the crew, had too much rum. Because it was spliced to main brace, where you got a double ration of rum. And a few of them got tipsy. And they hijacked a naffy van and drove through the town of Belfast. And as they were driving through, some of the goods on the van, like eggs, they were picking them up and frying them at people as they drove through Belfast.
Now, were you on that?
No, oh, no, no, no.
Harry Fine was. Harry was, I think.
Was he? Well, he was one that I was escort when they went to court.
Tell me about that, then. What happened? They went into town. What did they do? They were throwing their things, and then what happened?
And I believe they crashed into a wall or something. Well, anyway, they were all picked up, and they had to appear in a magistrate's court in Belfast, and I was one of those that had to escort them from the ships to the court.
What do you remember of that?
Well, as I say...
Who was there? Harry was there, was he?
Well,
you don't remember, that's me telling you.
Yeah.
But you escorted the prisoners.
Yeah. And that, as I say, that's one of my many jobs. I was called to do everything.
Now, how long did you stay with the ship after the war ended?
When we returned it to America.
Did you go with that on that trip then?
Yeah, we went to Flushing.
What do you remember of the trip back?
On the Queen Mary.
Sorry, I meant the trip to out and then the trip back. Well, the trip out, was there anything to remember?
No. As I say, it's the war was finished and duties wasn't needed so much as what it was during the war.
So it was just a cruise for
you?
Yeah. What about the trip back on the Queen Mary?
That was lovely, that was, yeah.
What were conditions like?
Well, that is, as I say, it's a different ship altogether to any other ship. You had your own cabin. Everyone had a cabin. And your meals was all served up as though you was somebody going on a cruise or something like that, yeah.
Now, what happened when you got back? What were your other postings? We'll just run through them quickly.
Yeah, when I got back, I went back to Chatham. And from there, I was drafted again onto a cruiser, HMS Swiftsure.
Swiftsure?
Swiftsure.
And where was that serving?
And we were the first cruiser to go to the first Olympic Games after the war. And on board the Commodore, his barge put at the disposal of Prince Philip. And when they picked the crew for the barge, was me. That was. And as I say, wherever Prince Philip wanted to go, we take him. What goes?
Where was this at? Where was the Olympics?
Helsinki. And wherever he wanted to go, that was the only thing I didn't like, because anybody that wasn't on duty was able to go see the games. But being Barge's crew, we never ever got a day off. We was at the disposal of Prince Philip.
So you didn't see much of him?
Oh, I see him, yeah, quite a bit.
No. What did you think of him?
Oh, him, he's great. He's straight as a die. That's what I think, anyway.
And what do you remember of the rest of the time? The big things that happened on the Swiftsure, was that when the gun went off? The misfire?
Yeah.
Tell me about that, then.
Well, we went on a NATO exercise, and they had triple 6-inch guns. And I was on the A gun. Well, not on A gun, A turret. Used to be three. And I don't know what they were firing. It was at Norway, somewhere in Norway, I think. They were firing firing the guns. And the one I was on, as I say, there's three turrets, or three breaches, and the one I was on misfired.
And what happened?
It's just that, when a gun misfires, like in a turret, you have to stand still for a length of time. That's what we done, and turned out it was all right.
How do you get the shell out? Or does the armourer do that?
No, the armourer does that, yeah.
So you wouldn't see that?
No, I was just... There was two of us used to...
Ram it. You ram were a rammer. It,
yeah.
Anything else about your time on the Swift Show?
Yeah, well, as I say, we went to Helsinki. And when you're going to... as you go to Helsinki, you pass Leningrad. And we was told, or given over the speakers, don't nobody stand on the upper deck and stare at Leningrad.
Why not?
Because they were Russian. And they might think we were up to something. So we all had to stay down below. Yeah.
What else? Anything else about the Swift Show? How long were you aboard it?
2 years.
So 1945 to 1947?
Yeah. And then when we got back to Chatham, I decided to take a paint sprayer's course. When all these ships that were going into mothballs, before they went into mothballs, you sprayed them, make them look a bit different to what they were. And
what sort of, what colour? And just to give them a coat of grey paint?
Right, grey paint, yeah. Yeah, you do inside and outside.
All of it?
Yeah, all over, everything, yeah. Because they were going into mothballs, and I suppose...
Well, even not the wood and everything, just the metal, just the...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And so how long did you do that for?
Oh.
Were you based at Chatham for that?
Yeah, yeah. I suppose I was on that about 8 or 9 months.
So 1947 through to 8.
Yeah.
Had you become a regular? It seemed to have been... When we were expecting to be demobilised?
Well, I'd signed on for an extra 5 years.
When did you do that?
During that time, after the war. And I was immobilised in 1954.
So what other ships were you on? Just give us an idea.
What was the name of it? I can't think of the name of it now. It was at Gillingham.
What, a depot ship?
That was a depot ship, yeah.
What were you doing on board her?
Well, that was my base. So every morning, a boat would take us, or a launch, would take us to one of the ships that we had to spray.
So paint spraying again?
Yeah.
Was that what you did for the rest of your time?
Yeah.
So Chatham, Gillingham, anywhere else?
At all.
Just Chatham and Gillingham?
Yeah.
And what about your demobilisation?
Belfast.
That was in 1954?
Yeah.
And were you pleased to be out?
More or less. It's, as I say, after... a few years doing one thing, it's something you get used to and you get the like. So
paint spraying,
yeah.
In that case, you enjoyed the job then.
Oh yeah.
So what did you do when you came out? Was it easy to find work? 1954.
Oh yeah.
What did you work as?
Well, you've heard of the people in one of the big supermarkets, Sainsbury's.
What did you do for them?
I worked in a coal store.
Coal store?
Yeah.
So no trouble getting work. Did you stay with them till your retirement?
Yeah.
Then? And any effects from your war service?
No.
Mental, physical?
No.
Okay.
As I say.
That's a check from them now, from Sainsbury's.
Yeah, I'll get one every 4 weeks.
Pension?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.